Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024. If you're looking for something to do tonight, the Gilbert and Sullivan Society of Maine is offering a Pay What You Want open dress rehearsal of The Sorcerer at the Grand. Quote, best laid plans go comically awry when love-addled do-gooder Alexis sets out to abolish the artificial barriers of rank, wealth, beauty, and age with the help of a mysterious sorcerer and a love potion, end quote. The open dress rehearsal tonight starts at 7, and the show will then run on weekends through March 17th at the Grand in Ellsworth. For more information, you can go to gilbertsullivanmaine.org, and for tickets, you can go to grandonline.org. There will be a Bangor Stands with Palestine march and rally in Pierce Park this coming Sunday. Speakers will include a Bangor City Councilor, students, and other members of the community who are outraged by the U.S. support for Israel's ongoing genocide in Gaza. The event is being organized by the same groups within the Maine Coalition for Palestine that organized a similar rally in Portland last weekend that drew more than 1,100 people and closed down Congress Street. Organizations in the Maine Coalition for Palestine include Maine Voices for Palestinian Rights, Students for Justice in Palestine from various college campuses in the state, the Maine Party for Socialism and Liberation, Portland Confront, Healthcare Workers for Palestine, and Maine Labor for Palestine. The March and Rally for Palestine will start at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Pierce Park next to the Bangor Public Library. The Downey Senior College is getting ready to return to Ellsworth, this time at the Woodlawn. The Maine Senior College Network is a program of the University of Southern Maine. Those who are interested in hearing about and ultimately being part of the revived Downey Senior College are invited to the Woodlawn Barn this coming Monday afternoon to hear about their goals as the Woodlawn prepares to launch and host the program. Maine Senior College Coordinator Ann Cardale will be there to talk about the network in Maine. Senior colleges offer non-credit courses taught by volunteers, providing a range of learning opportunities for adults over 50. They charge between $25 and $35 for an annual membership, plus an additional modest tuition for each course, and there are scholarships available. The Down East Senior College will be looking for people who are interested in teaching, attending classes, and assisting with coordinating the program. If you'd like to learn more, the event is Monday, that's March 11th, starting at 4 o'clock, and there's more information at woodlawnellsworth.org. And taking a quick look at the news from 100 years ago today, March 7th, 1924, looking at the newspapers across the state, the first water had just appeared on the Kennebec River near Gardner. An early ice out was expected. There was a murder mystery unfolding in Orland, where police had just searched the river for the body of a man that was suspected to have been murdered by his brother-in-law, who had an extensive criminal background. The victim's wife and her brother, the brother-in-law, fled together, and a search was underway for them as well. And members of the Penobscot Nation had met with Governor Percival Baxter to discuss concerns about Percy Hurd, who was described as the agent in charge of their affairs. They testified that when he distributed money to them from the state, he would then charge them a greater sum. Well, this is not the most egregious incident you'll find in old reports about the way the tribes were treated in Maine. But the Bangor Daily framed it like this, quote, the scene in the council chamber would have afforded effective material for an artist seeking inspiring subjects for an allegorical painting entitled The Great White Father Listens to the Woes of His Red Children. It isn't often that a great white father takes the trouble to journey to a Maine reservation to hear from the lips of his children about the prices of cordwood and basket ash and seed potatoes, and of how, in general, the wards of the state are faring at the hands of the agent who is sort of a guardian for them. That it was a remarkable condescension on the part of Governor Baxter so impressed itself upon the mind of Newell Gabriel, an aged brave, that he appeared in full regalia, feathered headdress and all, and as a mark of appreciation and esteem, etc., he presented the governor with a deerskin bearing the etched outline of a moose head. If you'd like to learn more about how the state has treated the tribes over the years and what the tribes are doing about it, you can check out Wabanaki Windows Archives at weru.org. That's hosted by Donna Loring. And also catch it live every fourth Tuesday of the month from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WERU. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening, and keep it tuned here to your community radio station, WERU-FM. I'll see you tomorrow.